Serious news, seriously entertaining. This is the Gatos and Chad Show.
Hello, 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 hello. I'm back. Oh, it's good to be back, back in the saddle. Tell you what, taking those 10 days off was phenomenal. Did a little traveling from the couch to the garage to the refrigerator to the couch.
Didn't leave the house, did you?
Not much, man. There was days where I'm like, I don't think I went to the front yard.
There were like 3 days. I don't think I changed my underpants.
That's basically it. I mean, I was just sitting there going, I don't know. I mean, with the whole thing about food being delivered at your house, that's just the greatest idea in the history. Oh. We are the best in the world, aren't we? This is what I tell everybody. It's great. We have food delivered straight to us.
What a country.
It is. It's great.
I agree.
It is so great. But I did get back out there yesterday. I went and played some golf a couple times. I didn't go outside. And so Gatos, you and I have discussed immigration at length. And obviously, you know, my national show, everybody, you know, they ask me all the time, what's it like out there if you don't live on in a place where, you know, our border is Mexico, right? Like, you look to the left, it's the, you know, you're moving into the center of the country. Look to the right, you're into Mexico. So where I live, beautiful, beautiful Valley of the Dirt people. I'm dead center in between Phoenix and Tucson. We have a station there, one of the bigger stations, that's like the headquarters for all the Border Patrol. And they fill up at this gas station. So I'm there yesterday. And I'm the only one who's not part of the Border Patrol. And this guy says, hey, how you doing, sir? And I said, well, first of all, I'm not a sir. And secondly, I said, I'm doing great. I said, how you doing? He says, eh, you know. And I said, so how bad is it out there? And he goes, do you really want to know? I said, yeah. He goes, since they've stopped doing the essentially stay in Mexico, he goes, that was the greatest thing for the Border Patrol. The best weapon they ever had was that. He goes, since that, he goes, it is beyond a nightmare of which the public has no idea. And I said, well, tell me. And he goes, look, I said, how many people do you catch? He goes, 20 to 30%, 20 on, you know, the 30 on the high end, but about 20%. I said, that's it? He goes, yeah. And he goes, there's times, and he says he spends times out on patrol and times where he's in, you know, the office and doing the satellites. And he goes, this is what they do. He goes, they're getting $3,000. The cartels are getting $3,000 a head on average right now.
Wow.
They're going to send, so because the other day they sent 13 people over the mountain. We see them, but you can't go early. Because they turn around and run back. He goes, you got to let them go. Three took off in one direction. The other 10 broke up into groups of two, took off in five different directions. So they gave chase. He goes, and I'm watching it. And then the minute that opened up, a bunch of people poured through and wandered through as if it was Moses parting the Red Sea because they knew there was nobody there.
Oh.
He goes, they know they're not going to get turned back. They know there's not going to be any trouble. And he goes, the thing that frustrates us is, we can't do our jobs. We can't do our jobs. He goes, I was sworn to protect this country, to protect our borders, and I don't have a dislike for these people. I would do the same thing. I said, I think most of us would. He goes, but the reality is this border's wide open. And once they tried to repeal it, and then, of course, the Supreme Court stood with the stay in Mexico. He goes, it doesn't matter, though, because we're basically being told don't enforce it.
Ugh. We have to bring that back. And I know that the President Biden doesn't want it, but that was one. And yes, it was a signature Trump move, but it was good.
Yeah.
And you know what? You know what's sad, Chad? We've gotten to the point where if somebody from the other side of the aisle does something good, it doesn't matter. We get rid of it.
Yep.
It happens all the time. You know, there were things that Obama put into place that were okay.
Yeah.
Trump got rid of it all. There were things that Trump put into place that were okay. Biden got rid of it all. That's why we're in this mess. We're in this mess, and it's not just the border. The border is a mess because of Joe Biden. It's not just the border. It's also, it's COVID. It's Afghanistan. It's everything. No one wants to work together. And if we just, you know, we've got to find a way to go back 20 to 30 years when both sides didn't hate each other and they actually worked together. Not all the time, but at least they would listen. But now it's impossible to do that. Even, you know, even our presidents, they repeal everything from the past president because that's what they promised voters to do.
Yeah.
And you got these voters who are, you got Republicans, they hate the Democrats. And then you have Democrats, they hate the Republicans. Why do we hate each other? Why do we have to repeal everything? You know, both parties actually come up with some pretty interesting things that could work for not only the planet, but America. And what do? And my example here is obviously Trump's stay in Mexico plan. That was a good thing. And we got rid of it. And it always comes down to that. If the other side comes up with something that works, well, we got to get rid of it. And that's why we're in this mess. Pick any mess.
It is.
COVID mess. It doesn't matter. We got a ton of messes out there. That's why we're all here. And it's really, really frustrating, especially for guys like you and me who are independents. We can look and see, hey, you know what? Trump was a jerk, but at least he did a few things.
Yeah. Look, you know what? Just because you don't like his attitude and the way he tweets doesn't mean that everything he did was wrong.
Right.
And you could have somebody who's got a phenomenal attitude and a wonderful and all the empathy in the world and look at him and go, that guy's a buffoon. And, you know, the frustrating part, you know, I'm talking to this guy yesterday, and he was frustrated. And he had me ask, and I asked another one of the Border Patrol, and he told me almost the identical thing. And he said, the frustration is we know that we're catching them, and they know we can't do anything. They know that we're going to essentially turn them loose, that we're not sending them back across, that there is nothing that we're going to be able to do. And he goes, and then he talked, you know, he felt discouraged. And I don't think, and he says, the thing that frustrates him the most is Mayorkas came down. Here's the guy that's supposed to be overseeing everything. And he essentially says, nah, we're not going to do any of those things. But off the mic, he gets obviously caught saying, we can't allow this stuff to happen. He goes, people in D.C. don't care. And Reagan said it great. You want to know why we fight? Because it's now about keeping score. And he said, I remember what Reagan said, and it should ring true in everybody. Imagine what we could all get done if we didn't care who got the credit. It's all about getting the credit now. It's not about the job that you do or what the outcome is. It's about who gets the credit.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. I mean, I think most of these politicians, they're probably doing things they don't even believe in. But they're doing it because, you know, like a small portion of the far left likes it or a small portion of the far right likes it. And then they go and they do it because they need their vote later. And they're doing it and they really don't even believe in it. But it's the people that are so far to one of the two sides that they continue to do it. I mean, imagine going to work every day and not being allowed to do your job. That's what the Border Patrol does every day.
Yeah.
And so, you know, but this stay in Mexico, I guess that could come back and we could start implementing that again or no, is Biden going to just,
well, Biden's just ignoring it. And that's the problem. Like you said, the Supreme Court essentially upheld the lower court, which means it is law again. But if you don't enforce the laws, then none of it really matters at what goes on at this point in time.
It's like you look at how it worked well under Trump. You know, and then you've got President Biden, who's a Democrat, and says, we can't do it because it was Trump. It's like it's almost like Governor Ducey. He looks at, you know, all these studies and kids in masks in school, you know, across the nation. They've had these studies and it's better for them if they have a mask on. They're going to be in school. They're not going to be in quarantine. Their teacher won't be out and he won't look at the facts and implement the masks. And you've got just these leaders out there that just say, screw the facts. I'm just going to do the opposite because, well, I don't agree with the other party on this, that, and the other thing. It's just incredible. It's why we're stuck in quicksand in this country.
That's it. Absolutely. All right. Speaking of quicksand, we come up. I'm going to share my little vacation fun time because we all had, and by that I mean Becky Lynn, Gatos, and myself, some time to ourselves, times we were supposed to be on vacation. We'll discuss. Becky went somewhere. I went nowhere. We'll find out what Gatos did. And, man, I tell you what, there was a lot of nothing and a lot of something going on. We discussed it straight ahead.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
The Gatos and Chad Show, afternoons.
Hey, make sure you subscribe to Gatos and Chad Show podcast because it's awesome. Subscribe right now on your iPhone, your Android. Never going to miss any of the shows. Gatos and Chad Show podcast brought to you this week by your Valley Chevy dealers. Vacation, sir. I came back after having a luxurious about 10 days off. Right? Enjoyed myself. And like I said, I did nothing. And part of the reason I did nothing is because I travel enough anyway. Stay in hotels. I get to the point where, and the hotel I stay down here, I'm there so much that the lady that runs the place, I go in, I sign one piece of paper, my keys are there, I don't have to do anything, they've got all my stuff, and it's that's how much I try, and I didn't want to do anything, and I achieved nothing, and I didn't even look anything, Gators. I didn't look at social media, I didn't do any of the stuff that I've done in the past, because outside of massive things, let's be real, if Biden was to resign, or something horrific happened that was massive world news, yeah, you know what, obviously I'm going to be there. But people are going to alert me of that. And I wanted to stay far away from it. And I will tell you, man, my blood pressure and everything, you could just feel it in your body. It's just when you're not on social media and stuff, it just all goes away. And like I say, my traveling was I went into town one day and my wife and I had lunch and we ran a couple errands and I got some lizard food. And then I golfed three times. But outside of that and swimming, I did nothing.
How did the lizard food taste?
Really love it. We got him some gizzards. We got him some live stuff.
Well, I don't think people understand, like, you do have basically two full-time jobs.
Yes.
You're doing a morning show. You know, you're up at 2 a.m. You're mm-hmm. doing a national morning show. And then we do this show. So, you know, in where your travel comes from show to show and hotel to hotel, because you live about an hour away from the radio station. So
last year I put on about 37,000 miles on my car.
Wow.
Crazy. So, yeah, that's the driving also kicks my butt. And I was telling my wife, I said, as it starts to get darker, I said, this is where it bums me out more and I'll stay up here more often. It's because I leave in the morning and it's dark. And then I head home, and it's dark, and I just feel like,
it's hard.
It is
hard. Well,
I'm
glad you got some time away. You know, my wife and I were supposed to go to Jamaica. I've been talking about this for the last week. It was a huge trip that we all had planned, where it was her sister's 50th birthday and our niece's 30th birthday, and we were going to Jamaica with family. We were going to go with them, with some other people, and we had to cancel because last Tuesday – my wife just said, you know, my throat's sore, you know, and she, you know, we had to get a COVID test to go to Jamaica, and she got a test and she was positive. So 10 days in isolation. So we had to cancel. But I'll tell you what's interesting. And I'm upstairs and I'm talking to my wife. She's downstairs and we're apart. And she came out yesterday and she said, you know what? There's a reason we didn't go on that Jamaica trip. And I said, well, yeah, because you got sick. She goes, nope, we didn't trust God. And I said, what do you mean? We had put this trip on such a pedestal. It was the most important thing to us. So what did we do over the week where, you know, we were getting ready for Jamaica? Well, we didn't go to church. We watched it online. It's not the same. It's not the same. We decided, okay, well, you know, we'll kind of stay away from people. Because we got this Jamaica trip. Everything was about the trip. Everything was about the trip. And we didn't even realize it. We were trying to trust ourselves and not God. So maybe that's the reason we're not on the trip. You know, he's up there and he's looking down and he's saying, hey, listen, you should have trusted me. All you have to do is trust me. I got you. And we didn't do it. And that's kind of the lesson that we've taken over the last 7 days, kind of being in isolation. Now, I don't have COVID. She does. But it's very, very mild. But it's just, you know, it's a lesson. You're a Christian man. I'm a Christian man. Becky Lynn is Christian. You know, we talk about this stuff all the time. You know, if you don't trust the man upstairs, things are not going to go right in your life. And I just thought that was fascinating, kind of what she said. We had put so much into this trip, and we were taking so many more precautions leading up to it. And we just didn't trust God. And I think that's why we didn't go on the trip. And I'm going to tell you, it's a great reminder.
Did everybody else go?
Everybody else went.
You could have gone.
I'd come home divorced, I'm sure.
But you went. And that's really what you did. You took your chance.
It's amazing, though. But, I mean, really, it's like, but you know how it goes.
Absolutely.
Like, if you don't trust God, you're not going to get through life, right? And, you know, we just didn't. If you try and control everything yourself, you're going to end up floundering in life.
Yeah.
And so that was the takeaway that we got, you know, over the last 7 days, just, you know, kind of sitting around the house and not doing very much. So it's a pretty good lesson.
Pretty good lesson. And then Becky, right? So I'm doing nothing. Becky comes in today and she goes, and I said, oh, I said, I didn't know you'd went somewhere. And she goes, yeah, you didn't? Oh, she goes, you weren't here last week. And no, I wasn't here all week. And you went somewhere because the Vols were playing. What made you go? Was there a reason to head home?
Yeah, it's a kind of a bizarre story, but years ago we were going to take a trip and take the kids to a Tennessee football game. And we had it planned, and it fell through, and we didn't get to do it. And that was when they were in middle school and high school. We've never had a chance to do it again. And this year, it just kind of presented itself. It just seemed to work out. So we thought, let's do it. And we took the whole family. And it was just a big deal. They were dying to go and see all the pageantry, and we could, you know, we could do it. So we did. And honestly, we did think after hearing Mrs. Gatos' story of getting COVID breakthrough, we sat down and talked, should we cancel this trip?
So you went to Tennessee and you sat with 100,000 people at a stadium.
Yeah, pretty much. And then we went to Gatlinburg and there was a million other people. And then we went to Nashville where there were yet 2 million other people. So we've been around a lot of people.
Got to live. You got to live. If you're going to wait until next year, hey, remember, this Labor Day, numbers for COVID were way worse than last Labor Day. So who knows? Next Labor Day could be worse than this one.
Could be.
You got to go. You got to go.
Well, you can't live inside your house. And I think that's something that everybody needs to take away.
You did for 10 days.
Yeah, but I did because I'm always doing something. And I got to hang out with my family. And it was awesome. And my little one. And it was crazy. And it was just, and I swam and I did stuff. But man, I tell you what, though, you got to live. And I see so many people out there who are just, They're living on the world of whatever Fauci says, and they're living in the world of if he says, oh, it could be this or it could be that, or get quadruple or wear 12 masks, and you know, they're living in fear more than they're actually living it. And I've said since the beginning of this, you got to live with this thing, through this thing, around this thing, and above this thing. And too many people, they're not, and that's sad. All right, social media is crazy. I think we all know that, and I will tell you, I enjoyed myself not being on social media, but so many people get abused on social media, and it's a couple sports stars are really struggling with certain things going on in the world of social media compared to somebody who is a superstar in their own rights, who really didn't struggle with a lot of the horrible things that were said to him over the weekend. We shall discuss that. You kids, take a deep breath. It is the Gators Chat Show.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Serious news, seriously entertaining. The Gatos and Chad Show.
Steven's writing on Instagram, I am human. It's so hard to read messages like these, but I'll post a few so you guys can see what it's like after a loss. The former U.S. Open champ sharing screen grabs of disturbing messages, some of them racist, others threats of physical and sexual violence.
It is awful what people say and do to athletes. You know, having played soccer in Europe back in the day when I didn't have to deal, Gatos, with social media, because let's be real, I'm old enough to realize there wasn't any social media.
Yeah.
It was
beautiful, wasn't it?
It was. It is some of this stuff that is said to people is so vile and so disgusting. And Sloane Stephens gets all of this stuff thrown at her. And
Who is she again?
She's a tennis player. And you have Osaka, who's another tennis player, who's taken time off because she struggled mental health-wise. Now you've got Shelby Rogers, who says she's going to get 9 million messages of hate because she didn't win.
I kind of wish social media didn't exist, but here we are. It's a big part of marketing now. We get contracts. We have to post certain things. I don't know. You could probably go to my profile right now. I'm probably a fat pig and, you know, words that I can't say right now. But, I mean, it is what it is. You try not to take it to heart, and it's the unfortunate side of, you know, any sport.
Yeah. Look, now, you want to go and you want to boo and you want to talk about, you know, you can't hit a curveball or, you know, you couldn't catch a cold and stuff like that. All right. You know what? As an athlete, you're getting paid millions of dollars. You're going to get that, right? Like there's no problem with that.
Right.
The stuff that they get is vile in this story. And I always say, though, over the weekend, we talked earlier about Joe Rogan. So I'm watching him today because Tom Segura's on. I love Tom. Tom's hilarious. If you guys never seen him, when he comes to town, go see him. He's hilarious. He was talking about, you know, he goes, did you see all the people that wanted you to die? And Rogan's like, nah. And he goes, you did? He goes, all these people, they want you to die. And he goes, nah, I don't care. And I think so much of that has to do with our generation. He's like me and you. He's a Gen Xer. But we've lived in both worlds. We lived in the world where we invented all of this stuff. But we also lived in a world where we didn't have social media. And the internet isn't real. That's what I tell people. It's not real.
What does that mean?
It's there. It's in front of you. But when somebody says they hate you and you should die and you're a pig and you're awful, you know what? I don't know you. I don't care. I'm not even looking at that. I'm moving on.
But for some people, that still hurts.
It hurts. But who are you? You've got three followers. Stop. Nobody cares about you. Right. And I see with other athletes in this generation that let it bother them. Kevin Durant was famous for setting up, you know, dummy accounts and going after people. And several other athletes have done the same thing. But you and I, like for a lot of people, I can compartmentalize that in the sense that to me, it's not real. I don't know you.
Yeah.
Right. Like I don't know you. And all I have to do is not go on there. And it doesn't exist in my world. I don't care what somebody else says about me. You know what I care about? My coworkers, my family, my friends, people I interact with on a day-to-day basis. That's real. And people are missing out on that.
It's so funny because when my wife and I started dating, I said, hey, listen, don't read the comments. When she's like, well, what do you mean? I said, well, if you ever go to the page, just don't read the comments. And so one day, obviously, that she went and read the comments. And, you know, half are fine and the other half are not so fine. And I said, you can't do it. You can't read the comments.
Yeah.
Because all it does is upset people. But I just think we become so hateful towards each other.
Yeah, totally.
Like, and we don't listen to each other. We'd rather just be a keyboard warrior and lash out because in one way or another, that makes some people feel better. I think that social media, and I've said this before, I think it's, we're going to talk about this a little bit later. I think it's extended the pandemic with all the misinformation that's on there. I think it has made Democrats hate Republicans even more. I think it's made Republicans hate Democrats even more. Then you've got these political stooges out there who run for office and are in office. They use it. How? They use it so you hate the other side.
Yeah.
And I really think that if it were me and I could do it with the snap of a finger, I'd get rid of social media forever. I'd be off of it completely. But in the business you and I are in, we can't be off of it.
No, we can't. And it's a sad thing. And we were talking about this earlier today with a couple of people around here. And Steve Zinmeister, who works with Brewmed. And I said, you know what, man? Nobody's mind has ever been changed and nobody's argument's ever been won on social media. All it does is anger people. And as far as getting a job, I mean, everybody wants to be an influencer. Here's the thing with being an influencer. Eventually, you're going to get influenced out because somebody's going to find out you did something and you're going to come back and it's going to haunt you. And it shouldn't, but it does. But the reality is I know more people who've lost jobs because of social media than have gotten jobs. If I could get rid of it today, I would in an absolute heartbeat. In fact, the reality is I've got like on the national show side, I think we have like 200,000, you know, on Facebook. I don't go there because I can't stand it. I don't go there. I don't do any of it. My Anthony, who oddly enough is my uber progressive producer on my show, he posts the stuff. I can't stand any of it.
It wears you down.
It does. Well, I mean, it's just like. But it's the whole thought process, Gato, says everybody's miserable. And they're miserable, and the whole thought is, well, I'm going to take it out on everybody else, and it's going to make me feel better.
No,
it's just you're a loser, and you're sitting around being a loser, and that's all you're going to be. And you're mad because somebody else is doing something you'd love to do, or they've succeeded at something. So your thought process is you're going to fire something off that's not witty, that's hateful, and you're going to make yourself feel a little bit better, but you're not doing anything outside of that.
The world is not a better place because of social media.
No, it is not. It is absolutely not. And it's showing more and more that the AI will promote hate and anger quicker than they'll promote good stuff.
Absolutely.
And that's a sad, sad, sad situation. All right. To mask or not to mask, kids, school, all of that stuff. Should you tape your kid's mask to their face? What is no staples? Chad, that is awful. Yeah, tape your kid's mask to their face. We shall discuss it straight ahead. Get us a chat show.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
A mashup of news, information, and entertainment. You're locked in to the Gatos and Chad Show.
Yeah, baby, that you are. So, Delta variant, you've got the governor here. Not the governor, but the governor, who is essentially giving you money to go to a place that for your kids to go to school. If you don't want your kids to go to school, where they're making them mask up and giving you an option, which, you know what? That would have been the perfect thing to do. Let the public schools mask up and then give some money to everybody else who doesn't want to. But Gatos.
Yes.
Taping a mask to your child's face.
There's a story out there about it was a teacher who did this. And it was a substitute teacher that did this. And basically what you have, it was in Las Vegas, and there was a sub teacher, and the kid came home, and mom says, how was your day? And said it was pretty good, except the teacher taped my mask to my face. Oh, jeez. You know, I got to tell you, we can't do anything right with children.
No.
We can't. Ducey can't do anything right. I mean, this is just bogus. Bribing people to go to places, to go to a school so you don't have to wear a mask. We got a Vegas teacher who's taping a mask to some kid's face. I mean, it is just crazy out there. And I think we've just lost all perspective on everything.
Yeah.
On everything.
Well, you had those people last week in Tucson, right? You
know, that was amazing.
Was amazing, right? They're, like two of the men, they don't even have kids at the school. One guy shows, they're in like fatigues, and they're like, you got it all wrong. You showed up with zip ties, and you wanted to arrest the assistant and the principal. Explain to me what we have wrong where I'm curious about this, you know, because it feels like, I don't think we had it wrong. I think there was an intimidation factor.
Yeah. I mean, they were going to zip tie a woman who was a principal, two or three men. I mean, and then they were going to have a citizen's arrest. We've just lost it completely on this pandemic. And it's like I always say, the virus isn't the worst thing. It's us. It's how we treat each other. It's how we politicized everything. It's how we don't even care now if kids, you know, are going to be safe in school. We've given up on the kids.
Tell you what.
I mean, we've even done that. That's incredible.
If somebody tapes a mask to your kid's face and you want to go zip time, I think you can do that. But outside of that, stop being nuts. All right, we get the 5 o'clock news expansion. And of course, on the other side, we got some good stuff, including Biden's big speech tomorrow. What's it about? It's the Gatos and Chad Show.